Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, November 14th. I'm Zoe Kolkin for The Wall Street Journal. We are exclusively reporting Amazon is joining Microsoft in supporting legislation that threatens to further limit NVIDIA's ability to export to China, a rare split between the chip designer and two of its biggest customers. The legislation, known as the GAIN AI Act, would require chip firms to satisfy U.S. demand before sending products to China and other countries subject to arms embargoes, one of the first efforts by Congress to address chip exports. The policy would give tech firms preferential access to chips at their data centers around the world. The moves by Microsoft and Amazon to work against a company they are deeply intertwined with highlights the fierce competitiveness of the AI race, as the companies involved are all jockeying for favorable policy to stay ahead of rivals. Germany's SAP is proposing changes to how clients can request support and pay for its business management software, seeking to alleviate competition concerns from EU officials weeks after they launched an investigation into the company over possible anti-competitive practices. EU officials said that SAP requires clients to seek support services from SAP itself for its on-premises enterprise resource planning software, potentially restricting competition for third-party providers. The Commission said it has now received proposals from SAP that would allow clients to choose between different support services providers instead of being restricted to SAP support only. And the robo-taxi race has officially revved up in London, with Alphabet's Waymo and Baidu's Apollo Go both hitting the streets soon. The first time a Chinese robo-taxi will compete directly against a U.S. rival. Waymo has partnered with Uber-backed ride-hailing company Moove to enter the U.K. market next year, while Apollo Go is teaming up with rideshare company Lyft. Competing in the same circuit will give markets the chance to gauge the company's technology, user experience, and safety credentials. And whoever takes the lead in London could get a head start rolling out robo-taxis elsewhere. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.